From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Aaron, and welcome into our program on the weekend, the weekend edition of Life Change. Monday through Friday, we have our Bible studies, and then on Saturday, of course, we have guests come in. And I'm really delighted to have a person on today. I've been wanting to get on here for a long time, and she is Ann Garrett. Ann has had a tremendous background with C.S. Lewis and other things that she's been doing, and Ann, we are delighted to have you join us today on Life Change Today. God bless you for coming on. Just tell us briefly where you're from, Ann.
Yeah, I'm right here from Florida. I live in Delray Beach. And I was a derivative, you might say, of both Detroit and Atlanta.
Yeah, and you and I and a few others got together quite often when we lived in down in that area. It was a wonderful time of gathering. We got to know you, and then you had some illness, and now you're doing so much better. And Bobby and I, my wife and I, are so glad to have you on the program today. We've been talking a lot about this. And we have some specific things we want to talk to you about, but tell us a little bit about your education and your work in the past, if you would.
Okay, sure. I got an undergrad degree from University of Michigan, right there in Dearborn, and my graduate degree from Georgia State, master's in adult education from the College of Education.
Mm-hmm. That's two very good degrees you have. That qualifies you for a lot of things, I would think.
Well, I certainly have. I've learned a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were involved with C.S. Lewis, I know, and you were a part of that. Tell us a little bit about that background, how that came about, and how that led you to a certain cafe you were a part of.
Yes, yes. I became interested in C.S. Lewis from a book called Screwtape Letters. I had read that earlier, and as God would have it, I later met a man who joined me in the ministry of Theology Cafe, who was also very, very knowledgeable about C.S. Lewis, and he, in fact, started the C.S. Lewis Institute in Atlanta, Georgia, and I became a fellow in that institute when the women's division started, and that was back in...
Now, it's interesting, C.S. Lewis is so well known, isn't he?
Yes.
I was doing a lecture, I think I mentioned to you before we went on today, up in New York, and at the end of the lecture, I said, now, I'm giving you a C.S. Lewis quote because I've never done it yet in this session, and you have to have a C.S. Lewis quote to make it effective. Everybody kind of laughed about that. Well, what was so effective about him?
The depth of his writing. It wasn't an easy read, but it was meaningful, and it touched you right in the center of your heart and your mind. I read Screwtape Letters several times and was so delighted in what he was saying, because we don't usually get that kind of information, especially about there being a devil that we need to combat. And so early on, I remember one of the statements was the undulation, this idea of this, the presence of the devil, evil being with us, you know, all of the time. But we have a good God that helps us to combat evil.
Yeah, I have one of my sons who has become a real reader and follower of the writings of C.S. Lewis, my son Adam. And he'll often give me a book and say, this is of Lewis, read this, Dad. So I'll read it. And then he'll want me to discuss it with him, and he starts getting pretty deep with me, Anne. Because those books still go deep. Now, you began a cafe kind of a part of this. Tell us how that happened.
Yes. When I retired from corporate America, I wanted to be able to share my faith, incorporated that with my experience. And the idea of having a conversation about things that really, really mattered became a goal of mine. And with much ado and thoughts and plans, we actually came up with the idea of Theology Cafe, and that was to engage culture through conversation. And at that time, having the master's degree from the College of Education, I knew that sometimes it's difficult for adults to have meaningful conversations, especially with people with differing opinions, and keeping it civil.
You were talking to me earlier about some of the ground roots you put in. I thought they were terrific. Sometimes, you know, I'm watching a video or something on my phone when I'm traveling, and there's a good topic that they're dealing with, but boy, they start yelling and screaming, and you think they're going to throw fists here pretty soon. What were some of the ground roots for you with the Theology Cafe?
Yes. From the very beginning of each conversation, we started with what we call the rules of engagement. And I went over them very clearly, which was to have civil. We were designed to have civil conversations, friendly conversations, conversations that really, really mattered in a particular subject. We asked that they speak, individuals there would speak for themselves and not for other groups or other people. Also to listen, to be respectful and listen to what another person said before they spoke. So the goal there was to keep the conversation loaded with kindness and patience and learning. You know, we wanted to be educated, but we also wanted it to be friendly and civil.
I really like that, Anne. And again, I think a debate, I think a discussion, I think all of those things have tremendous value. But I think sometimes the anger takes over, and usually the angry person thinks they can win if they get loud and all of that. But I really like that. So Theology Cafe, that's fascinating to me, theology. Did you find people were interested in theology?
I did. There weren't massive amounts of people that showed up, but my goal was to have between 10 and 12 people is what I prayed for each time. And many times we had that many show up, sometimes more, sometimes considerably less. But yes, the individuals were interested in the subject matter, whether it was art or music or something more that gets to the heart, like forgiveness. And we did several topics on C.S. Lewis, the man, and then later C.S. Lewis themes that he wrote on and wrote about. The Weight of Glory comes to mind, and of course, Mere Christianity, which many, many people love and you're very familiar with.
Yeah, forgiveness, that's a powerful thought, isn't it? Jesus commands us to forgive. We don't have to trust somebody, but we do have to forgive them, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do. When we talked about forgiveness at that time, this was many years ago, the Amish community had experienced a devastating attack or shooting at one of their schools, and several children were killed. And while it seemed to me that immediately following the breaking news story, the Amish people were there stating that they forgave and were forgiving the man that committed this tragedy. And that became a big topic, you know, when to forgive, how to forgive. But again, Theology Cafe being Christ-centered, we could certainly talk about that from a biblical perspective.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a greater illustration of forgiveness than that story you just told. Yes. It's amazing. I was reading this morning, I did an early morning broadcast today, and the story of Corrie Ten Boom, when, if you remember, the guard that came by that had caused, I guess, her sister's death and was so mean to her, and was she going to forgive him? And she did.
Yes.
Which, again, is quite a story.
Yes, it is.
I like that idea of Theology Cafe. I think if I were going somewhere and I saw that there was a diner somewhere, a restaurant, Theology Cafe, I'd probably come by and want to see what's going on because that's always been a great interest to me. Theology is the, many of you know out there, is the study of God, and there's so many things to study about God, aren't there?
Yes, yes.
The topics, what were some of the topics like that you had?
Well, again, each cafe, usually at the end, the ending at five minutes before our time was up, we would summarize the topic itself with a Christ's perspective, a God-like perspective. And I remember topics like music, art. We had an individual who was an artist, and we were also familiar with the kind of art that was not as inviting to the eye, that was surfacing. And Francis Schaeffer had written a book about God and art. Mm-hmm. And so we had in-depth conversations about that, also about music. I remembered having a talk about John Dylan and Americana, that kind of music, and the background of music that was more folk-oriented, and many of which had a message there that aligned with what God admonishes us to do in Galatians, kindness, our need to be civil, our need for gentleness, and of course, self-control. I think there were seven.
Yeah. You're listening into Life Change Today, this weekend edition, and so glad to have Ann Garrett on with us. She's a fellow with the C.S. Lewis Institute and also the founder of the Theology Cafe. And we're talking to her about these fascinating topics today that are very unusual. I don't think we've ever had this kind of a program on before. We've had some unusual programs on, but this is, I think, very unique. Tell me, how did this idea of the Theology Cafe come into your heart? I mean, what a great title.
Mm.
And when you say that, I think the light comes on and you say, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, through life experience for me. Mm. And one of the things, especially after a life transition, I moved from Michigan to Atlanta, and I was very interested in how adults related to each other, conversations, especially when there were differences, differing opinions, as it relates to many religions. And having a conversation about those things just led me to think about how could we do this publicly and have meaningful conversations, of course, that don't get out of it. Mm-hmm. And it is a dare, you might say, to do that. But Barnes & Noble Bookstore, when I presented the idea to them just to talk about some of the very books they sell, like the Bible and some of the classics that all had religious themes, Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, those kinds of writers. So they liked the idea, and it also gave them a chance to promote the books that we were going to be talking about. Mm. I remember our first conversation there at Barnes & Noble Bookstore was about a topic that I was still working through, and that was capital punishment.
Mm.
So at any rate, it was interesting. I learned a lot, and we certainly, at the end, look at what God has to say about life.
Well, you really took one of the more difficult challenges right away.
Huh? Yeah, it was trending in the news and people were buzzing about it.
Yeah.
But it came about out of my life experiences and my desire to not only meet people, but to share my own faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why at the end, we always give a Christian perspective. And our hope and prayer is that this is insight. The mm-hmm. conversation develops insight for a person to be mm-hmm. transformed through to the Christian faith.
So many great songs have been written, movements have been founded on something that happened to somebody's heart. And that's what you're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
mm-hmm.
a tremendous thought. I'm sure you that are listening out there, there may be some things going through your mind and say, well, I could never do that, or nobody's interested in this. Well, if it's on your heart,
yes.
And if God begins to drive it into your soul, it's maybe something you ought to start and do. Because it's not easy to start something like
that's correct.
But once you do it, there's it's a joy that comes out of that. So when you think of how you started this thing, what were your expectations when you went into it?
Well, it was, again, the goals were set at wanting people to show up for the topic that was selected for the day. But I watched and listened and experienced God working by the people that he drew. Mm-hmm. For example, I had a tremendous helper who was a trained theologian from Trinity University in Chicago, and he became like a partner. And he was my go-to theologian, if you will, because he had worked tremendously with other God-centered mission kind of situations. And he was very conversational. He loved the idea of Theology Cafe and what it could do. And through those conversations, my goal was to have persons there be transformed from the kind of thinking they may have walked in with to clarify those things that kept them from the faith. And one such person I remember was a biker and would come in every time we had a meeting for over 6 months. And without any prompting along these lines, he one day, 6 months later, said, "Hey guys, I'd like for you guys to come to my baptism." And Bill and I looked at each other and we thought, "Oh my goodness, this is great." And of course we went. Bill Smith is now the executive director of the C.S. Lewis Institute in Atlanta. And I can only say that it was a tremendous blessing from God to have a man of his character and his knowledge be a part of Theology Cafe. And of course, later I became a part of C.S. Lewis Institute and became a fellow.
Yeah, you've said so many good things about Bill Smith. I've never met him, but that's a guy I'd love to talk to someday. What a source of inspiration. It seems like, Anne, that whenever we get a vision or some kind of an idea of doing something, God brings something into our life that kind of endorses it, doesn't it?
He does, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And such was the case with bringing Bill Smith and also one other person at that time, Tim Isaacson. They were both pastors who wanted to get out of the, you might say, brick and mortar and get into the cafes where people were gathering and would gather for meaningful conversations.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say that, and I just talked to a good friend of mine who pastors down here in Hollywood. He's actually out of South Africa, and he has a good church. I preached at his church several times, but he said his church just doesn't grow, and they've gone to all the neighborhoods trying to reach people, and this guy's dynamic. He's evangelistic. So he now goes into a school for one of his church services on Sunday. And he said they already began with 70. They're up to 140. It's a totally different environment. It's much more of a dialogue than it is a monologue.
Yes.
And he said, "What do you think of that?" I said, "Well, it doesn't matter what I think. It's the Lord's blessing
that
it's doing great." And I think it's good for people to, I mean, obviously the church is in the scriptures and the church has its position and its place. It's the vehicle to carry out the Great Commission. But God uses so many other resources, because I've never heard anybody talk like you do about the Theology Cafe, but it's because that was in your heart. That's how it began.
Yes.
So how long was it that was brewing in your heart before it became a reality?
Well, actually, when I went back to undergrad, I was just thinking of needed conversations that I needed to have that weren't available to me. And of course, now I see a great many people that have the same thoughts about their own particular area. But I talked to professors at school. I read a great deal. And the other thing is, I had come to a view and a feeling. My point of view is that God was the truth and the life. And I wanted others to know that. And unlike, I think there was a ministry that was completely evangelistically driven, but I couldn't do that. I couldn't do what this particular organization, just tap a person on the shoulder and ask them, what would you do if you died tonight? You know, where would you? And I thought, but to converse with a person, to get to know them, to talk, to be able to have them converse or to answer some basic questions related to the topic was a good way to nourish all of our hunger for the truth, because whether we accept it or not, there is a truth, the truth, and not a truth. So we wanted to express that, and also to create a friendly environment that was not threatening about the Christian faith.
Yeah, that's wonderful stuff, Anne. You're listening into Life Change Weekend with Dean and Padrone Ministries. We're delighted you're listening in. And Anne Garrett is on with us today. We met you, Anne, quite a while ago. Then you got ill. I'm glad you're better now. You are doing better, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. God has truly blessed me with much better health and improvement from the diagnosis of cancer some years ago.
Mm-hmm. I remember when we met you, I told my wife, now that's somebody we want to pick her brain about a lot of things. So I got you today to do that.
And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about the accomplishments that the Theology Cafe brought to you.
Yeah, I remember the accomplishments are just, I can line them up in talking about the people that we knew, we felt from what they said and did, had gained the insight they needed to consider walking in the faith, walking in or having Jesus be Lord of their life. We had one person, those accomplishments once was a topic on light. And I remember, to my surprise, God sent a man who was very much into photography. And while he dominated the conversation in a certain way, we could always end with, yes, the light that we need to follow for our life comes from, again, Jesus Christ as the light of the world. And we had other examples from scripture that talked about the light, but it was just good to see this fusion of the way a photographer, a seasoned photographer, considers light. And even for him, it was an insight.
So did you find a lot of in-depth relationships from this, Anne?
I did. Several people who became regulars. We would have one-on-one conversations, which of course were the absolute best that you can have, especially when someone is seeking or searching. The other is to combat those individuals, those voices in our streets that speak against truth, speak against God, faith, values. And those things exist. Whether we adhere to them, they may be good values, they may be not so good, the choices that we make, but we clarify those topics with a God-centered theological response. Now, many times it was just, we'd have the conversation be timed at 2 hours completely. We'd start at 7 and end at 9, regardless of what was going on. But what I found, and Bill as well, many of the in-depth conversations that you speak of happen one-on-one to people who lingered afterwards, after the actual cafe.
That's important. Well, our time is just about gone here, Anne. In 30 seconds, tell us about what you see in the future here.
Well, I would like to see more conversations or engagements, you might say, between differing viewpoints in a civil and godlike manner. And so toward that end, my Facebook page will just start to give some tips and some scriptures that speak about how you can do your own little theology cafe, you might say, right in your home or your neighborhood, just to have a conversation about things that really, really matter.
Great stuff. So much. Thank you so much, Anne. That's wonderful. Anne Garrett today, our special guest. And what a wonderful, challenging conversation concerning the Theology Cafe. Thank you for listening in. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, our Bible studies. God bless you and have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padrone Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.